This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Garcia.
Let's start by talking about the Obama administration, which has made it more difficult for photographers to cover the White House. Lisa, it seems like for a lot of events, they're only allowing an official White House photographer to take the photos that then all of us presumably will see, although some news organizations have decided they're not going to use those photos.
Yeah, the number of news organizations recently protested this procedure and said that they're not going to use handout photos from the White House anymore because of this limited access. A recent example was on Veterans Day, the oldest World War II veteran was visiting the White House, and only the White House photographer, Pete Souza, was allowed to photograph the event. So the issue is not that Pete Souza is not a good photojournalist. He has a photojournalism background, but he worked for the Chicago Tribune, I guess.
He takes some great photos.
Yeah, he's a great photographer, but he's getting a lot more access than the photojournalists for media organizations are getting. And so they are saying this is they just want more access to the president, and because Pete Souza is acting in the interest of the president. He works for the president. He's trying to make the president look his best. And so the White House is only going to circulate photographs that they can use to their advantage.
Yeah, we're not going to get some of the interesting candid shots that you might have seen in the past. And again, for someone who campaigned on the idea of open government, we seem to be seeing less and less of that from the Obama administration.
That's the other, the other criticism here is that, for a president who campaigned on open government and access to the media, to restrict the media like this, he's not serving the democracy. He's not serving the public by only putting out news that makes him look good.
Very controlling of the message.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like their PR guy is putting out all these pictures. I mean, you're not going to get maybe what another photojournalist would get because it's just that one source of pictures. And having that person to be able to take the pictures, they could also – I mean, there's a lot behind those pictures that extra person there is not getting. I think it's smart of the news organizations to tell the White House we're not using your pictures because if anything, I mean, the White House is at their service in a way. They should be letting these photojournalists in to the White House to cover these events. I can't imagine a good reason why they're not letting them in and what really the issue is.
The photojournalists presumably are there on behalf of the people and on behalf of the audience. Mm-hmm. And isn't that who the administration should be serving is the people?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And if we're not allowed in, I mean, I don't know what they expect us to do. I mean, we're here for the people and they are too. So why can't we be covering this event and getting these pictures?
Especially for something like an event like Veterans Day, where you're honoring the world's oldest World War II veteran, how could that make the president look bad? What are they afraid of? Why aren't they letting the press corps into an event like that? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I do wonder, though, about the protest by the news organizations, how effective it might be. When President Obama went to Africa for the Nelson Mandela funeral, there were some photos that I saw a link to on Facebook, photos of George W. Bush and Barack Obama together and their families together. And I'm sure those came from the official White House photographer rather than these news organizations that are boycotting these types of photos. But yet through social media, through all these other means, these photos are still finding their ways out there.
Well, the most widely circulated photo from the Nelson Mandela funeral, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, but of the Obama selfie.
Yes.
Yeah. That picture was definitely not taken by the White House photographer, but the people saw that and it was retweeted and shared and it went viral. I mean, that picture was widely published out there.
And that's what they're trying to control and trying to avoid is this photo where he's at a funeral and he's kind of laughing it up with a few other world leaders and they're taking selfies.
Yeah, I think it was a Denmark, leader of Denmark, if I'm not mistaken. But, I mean, yeah, I guess some people are saying that his wife, Michelle Obama, the first lady, wasn't very happy in the picture. She didn't look like she was paying attention to what he was doing or whatever. I mean, it may have been taken slightly out of context, the picture itself. And maybe that is what they're trying to avoid right now because things are pretty pretty dreary right now on the Hill and, you know, with the administration and what's going on there. So maybe they're trying to control the message. The problem is, I mean, when it comes to the press and the news, we're not okay with that. We want to, you know, discover what's going on down there. We don't like having that message sent out and not being able to vet it ourselves.
Yeah, and I'm not comparing the Obama administration to Russia, but it's very similar to the upcoming Russian Olympics, the Winter Olympics that are being held in Russia next month.
Yeah.
They're really trying to control, it sounds like, at least the Russian government is really trying to control the information that gets out there.
You know, when you're talking about the Olympics in Sochi, I believe, initially the report was that the reporters and journalists, they were not allowed to use like Twitter and Instagram and Vine, using all the those different types of social media to share pictures of what's going on at the Olympics. That story went viral. I think that was a story done by the Guardian, if I'm not mistaken. And then a couple weeks later, I think as of just last month, an update was given where reporters will be allowed to use Twitter to, you know, to share pictures of the Olympics. But that information came from the Olympic, International Olympic chairman, not from anyone in Russia necessarily. So I think there might be some mixed messages going on there with that whole situation. With, are you really allowed to, you know, upload these pictures behind the scenes? Are you going to be allowed to when you get there to Russia? And I mean, I guess we're going to find out when people get there.
Well, back to the White House and the photographers and also the issue of social media. This kind of reminded me of the White House's behavior during the presidential campaign, and they used a lot more social media to control the message during that campaign instead of using the press to spread their message. So it's just part of another disturbing trend where they're trying to, you know, control all the news about themselves.
Yeah, and they're welcome to put out their own spin on events and stories, but I don't think they should be limiting the American people's access by limiting the ability of reporters and photojournalists to do their jobs.
Mm-hmm. That's right, because then you do away with that watchdog role and the journalists who are going to be acting in the public's interest.
All right. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.